My guest joining me live in studio here. We do a little monthly get-together where we talk about things that are happening event-wise at the Hackettstown Free Public Library. Of course, we're moving on into summer, and we want to make sure that reading and the importance of reading stays front and center with especially our young people here in Northwest Jersey. And my guest who's joining me to talk about some things that are happening in June, Jerry Galante, the director of the Hackettstown Free Public Library, back with us today. Good morning, my friend. Good to see you again.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You want to make sure that people stay engaged and locked in. I mean, it's easy to just kind of turn your brain off. You know, school ends and kids are thinking about doing other things. But the importance of keeping that relationship with the library and doing a summer reading list. I guess people still do that, right, Jerry? They put together a list of books that they want to maybe tackle over the course of the summer. That's a good thing for anybody to do.
Yeah, the schools still do that, you know, just to keep kids on the curriculum and everything. But, you know, for us, the summer reading program is more about recreational reading.
Okay.
So you're basically allowed to read whatever you want. Or if you're, you know, a youngster, you can be read too.
Okay.
So, and that counts too. So let me just give us a quick breakdown of what the summer reading program will be this year.
Yeah, please do.
So it's going to run from June 16th to August 18th. And essentially, every time you read something, you get prize tickets to, well, raffle tickets to put toward a prize.
Nice.
So each age group will have five prizes they're vying for. And then at the end of the whole program, we pick the winners.
Okay.
So there's an adult program, a children's program, and a tweens and teens program. So for children, they get tickets for every 15 minutes they read. Because it's a little weird if you have like picture books versus, you know, 600 page novels.
That's true.
It's not exactly fair.
That's true.
So for every 15 minutes, you get a ticket.
Okay.
And for adults, you get a ticket for every title. And for teens and tweens, you get a ticket for every title.
Okay.
Tweens and teens and children have reading logs. Adults don't have that. You basically just, you know, write down on your ticket what you read and you pop it in the box for whatever prize you want to win.
Nice.
So there's going to be, in addition to the reading recreationally and the tickets and everything, there's going to be tons of events during the summer. We have a big kickoff event on the 16th. You're not going to want to miss this. It's the New Jersey Snake Man is coming.
Mm.
Yeah. So there's going to be snakes and all sorts of creepy crawlies.
Okay.
So you're going to get to hold them. You get to watch a feeding demonstration.
Wow.
And Marley's food truck is going to be there.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So be there or be square. For teens, we're going to have the Fandom Fridays. There's going to be craft days. There's a tie-dye program that we're having. There's s'mores and campfire tales, which is going to be really cool. For kids, again, there's going to be story times throughout the summer. We're going to have a miniature therapy horse here, so you can come and visit the therapy horse. There's going to be a magician. There's going to be a second reptile show, so you can double up on your reptiles. Adult programs are going to be basically what we typically have, lectures, craft stuff. So keep an eye on our calendar for that. And really, right after August 18th, we'll pull the names for the winners.
Okay.
And you find out what you want if you won.
That's nice. And who would have thought that the library was still just books, Jerry? I mean,
that's
there's
it.
So
I mean,
many
we say this every
time,
happening. Right?
Yeah. So many great events that are happening. Jerry Galante, my guest inside the RNJ main studio from the Hackettstown Free Public Library. We're getting you ready for what's going to be a summer of some really dynamic reading and a chance to win some really great prizes as well. And we're finishing up May rather strong also, Jerry. It looks like we've got even this afternoon, maybe folks still have a little bit of time before they move on into their Memorial Day weekend plans. You have a healthy eating program for adults that's happening this afternoon.
Correct.
Still have a chance to get involved in that.
Right. And yeah, that's part of our Final Friday seminar, which
okay.
is typically for seniors, but really this can apply to anybody.
Yeah, definitely. And you have a special guest coming in on the 31st that we want to make sure that people are aware of what's happening there. You have a guest author coming in that day?
Right. Peter Lubrecht, who's a historian and author, is coming in to speak about Karl Schurz, who's a German-American statesman. It's a really interesting program and somebody that you may not know about, but you will want to know about. So I would definitely recommend people show up for that. I mean, support your local authors, come down and see what's going on at the library. We have him doing another program on the 14th of June about the tyrannical Booth family. So, you know, the murderous John Wilkes Booth and his brother, who was an actor. I think John Wilkes Booth was also an actor, but I guess show up and find out.
Right.
To find out more about the family overall. And Rich Rosenthal, who's part of the North Jersey Civil War Roundtable, is coming on the 8th of June to speak about Jews, anti-Semitism, and the Civil War, which is an interesting aspect of the Civil War you don't often hear about. And he's going to speak about Grant's Order Number 11 and Judah P. Benjamin, who is actually a Jewish American who worked for the Confederacy.
Wow.
Which is, yeah, that's interesting, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You'd think a conflict of interest, but so yeah, kind of interesting stuff there.
Yeah, definitely. Stay on top of everything that's happening. And Jerry, easiest way to do that, website, social, where can people find out more about what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, we typically post stuff to Facebook and Instagram, but I would definitely say check out our website, hackettstownlibrary.org. There's a calendar there. You can limit it by events. Our summer reading page will be up shortly. Basically, as soon as the kickoff starts, we'll put up the website so people can register right on there and see what the prizes are and stuff.
All right. So it's going to be a really fun summer. Again, the Hackettstown Free Public Library. Get involved with the events, and it's going to be some really good stuff happening there. Jerry, thanks again, as always, for coming by. You enjoy your holiday weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for your work as well, your contributions to the Rotary Club. Of course, the big event coming up on Sunday.
Yes, thank you. I didn't want to forget to mention that. It's the Memorial Day Motor Madness at M&M's.
Yep.
Definitely show up over there. Check out some classic cars, get some snacks, and just enjoy your weekend.
9 to noon. Yep, RNJ will be there too. So we're left looking forward to that as well. Jerry, thanks again, and enjoy your weekend. And we'll talk to you again when we get to June.
Thanks so much, Bert.